more positive dressing room. I suppose just to contrast, you know, leaving Newry, sitting on the bus the whole way home and heads were down, morale was low, knowing we had done a good block of working into that championship game but didn't do ourselves justice. So totally different changing room whenever you're into a winning changing room and running dressing room. Morale's been good. Look, they come and they train really hard every night, don't they? But you definitely do see an extra pep in their step. And, you know, obviously that was an away fixture. We've our home fixture now to come up at the weekend, and, you know, you really need to be getting something out of your home game. And okay, we're playing Derry, obviously double Ulster champions, but I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility that we can get something out of the game.
Yeah. Are Derry there for the taking? That's something that people have been suggesting after watching their performance against Monaghan and maybe down Rory Gallagher. Derry not going as well as people may be expecting after the Ulster final?
Look, I think people are jumping the gun a wee bit. Like, there probably was always going to be a wee bit of a lull in their performance, given the fact that they probably had 2 or 3 days celebrating after the Ulster title, and the fact that Monaghan are coming in fresh, waiting in the wings. It's very, very hard to beat a team twice in the championship, so Monaghan would have been smarting after obviously the beating Anoma in the Ulster semi-final. So for me, everything was pointing towards, you know, a positive performance for Monaghan for that game. So look, Derry, you know, just, you know, knowing the calibre of the players they have, knowing the character of the boys in the change room, they'll be disappointed. Obviously they didn't win that game at the weekend, and they'll be targeting 2 points in Ballybuffet. But as I said, look, Ballybuffet, generally Donegal have a very, very good record there. From experience, having played there, Sunday championship football, the white heat of battle, it's a hostile enough environment for anybody to come to. So I would hope that the Donegal crowd come out and support the team in full force at the weekend, because we're going to need everybody.
Yeah. Is this a game that Donegal are capable of winning?
I think so, yes. Definitely, as I said, you want to be targeting your home fixtures. I think definitely we're capable of getting something out of the game. I think we're in a good place. We've been training really, really hard. Injuries are starting to clear up, and I think it's something we should be targeting. Yeah, it's getting 2 points at the weekend.
Yeah, and obviously you, your man knows Derry football very, very well, Paddy, and you're going to be instilling this into the group. Does that maybe give Donegal a wee bit of advantage as well, that they have a Derry man in the background working with them?
I don't think so, because teams are that well analysed anyway. Everybody analyses, you know, every team has their own bunch of analysts and analyses opposition. So I have a bit of an insight, and I know some of the Derry players really well, having coached some of them and played along with some of them. But I don't think it's that going to be that big an advantage to Donegal, because, you know, at the end of the day, everybody knows where Derry's key threats are, where Derry's key strengths are. It's going to be a conundrum just for myself and Aidan trying to figure it out and trying to negate it.
Yep. 2-point defeat in the Ulster final last year. Is there going to be any sort of difference in the way Derry played their football then and this year to what they're going to play on Saturday? Is there going to be sort of any surprises sprung by Derry, do you feel, or is it going to be the usual typical Derry Donegal fixture?
I think probably the fixture will run a similar pattern to what you've seen in the last number of years. We just want to hang on Derry's coattails for as long as we can. You know, Derry, what they're generally very good at is blowing teams out of the water in the first half, you know, and holding up, you know, stretching away in big 4, 5, 6 point leads. We want to hang on to their coattails and, you know, take it down to the last 5 and 10 minutes.
Finally then, top of the group after the opening game. Nobody was giving Donegal much of a chance of sitting there after the opening match of the series. It would be a huge achievement if Donegal's still there after Sunday.
Would be. Again, not many people are expecting Donegal to get 2 points at the weekend, but within the group we're fairly confident. We know we've a good block of work done, as I say, and we know if we put our best foot forward, we're capable of getting something out of it.
Okay, good luck with Paddy. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers. Thank you.